AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Pope Francis is spending the final day of his U.S. trip in Philadelphia, where he's just wrapped up a meeting with inmates at a city jail. He encouraged the 100 gathered to get their lives back on track, then shook each prisoner's hand one by one. Earlier, the Pope met with victims of clerical sex abuse.
I commit to a careful oversight to ensure that youth are protected and that all responsible will be held accountable.
Pope Francis also spoke on gay marriage, saying that though the Supreme Court has, quote, made a tragic error, America's bishops should redirect their energies from complaining. A major gathering of world leaders is getting underway at the UN. President Obama set to speak this afternoon, and also on his agenda, a meeting tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the first such meeting in nearly a year.
The last time they spoke was on the sidelines of an Asia-Pacific summit in Beijing. But officials say the Russians requested this meeting to discuss Syria's civil war. Aides say Obama hopes it helps clarify the reasons for Moscow's military buildup in Syria. But they say he certainly will use it to tell Putin again to stop aiding separatists in Ukraine and pull out Russian troops and weapons.
AP correspondent Mark Smith. Putin, meanwhile, sharply criticizing U.S. military support for Syrian rebels ahead of that meeting. He calls it illegal and useless in an interview that'll air tonight on CBS and PBS. France has now joined a number of countries in launching airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria. The French president kicked off that UN World Leaders Summit with a news conference to say fighter jets had taken out a training camp in eastern Syria. This is AP Radio News. Jeb Bush says he can win the New Hampshire primary.
We just started advertising. I'm confident we get good response. We got a great ground game in these early states. I'm confident I can win New Hampshire for sure.
Bush tells Fox News Sunday polls showing Donald Trump in the lead don't mean much 5 months before votes are cast. A rare double feature tonight in the sky. There's a supermoon coinciding with a total lunar eclipse.
Supermoon refers to when a full or new moon makes its closest approach to Earth. It's still 220,000 miles away, but that's 30,000 miles closer than average. So Sunday night's full moon will look a little bit bigger and a little bit brighter than usual. And shortly after 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Earth will cast its shadow, lining up with the full moon and the sun for a total lunar eclipse. The combination hasn't been seen since 1982 and won't happen again until 2033. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.
Are you a parent who feels guilty about screen time?
No.
No, not you, sweetheart. But your mommy and daddy do. Because too many apps are filled with AI garbage, inappropriate videos, and random content.
Like a dancing potato!
Or worse. That's what parents worry about. We're Lingo Kids, the number one entertainment platform for young kids. Because kids love it, and parents can trust it. They want songs, videos, and interactive games that are safe.
And fun.
And fun.
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love.